step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to MGP 443. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just been testing during the intro to see if my microphone is working in stereo or not. I don't know if I've got it set up to do that, but I'm moving my mouth from one side of the microphone to the other as I'm talking in the hope that anyone listening on just one headphone is getting very, very confused by what's going on right now. Plus, it's an excellent ab workout.
If you're listening in the car, Kev's just jumping around the back seats of your car at the moment, just leaping from one side to the other.
But I'm pretty sure I've got it set to record in mono anyway. And if not, if Pab's mixing this thing down in stereo when he's done, the man's a lunatic. What are you mixing it in stereo for, Pab?
What kind of moron would do that?
We back in the old days when Uncle Kev used to do the editing, it always was mixed to mono.
Which was the one that Sheepdog did, and only you came through one ear.
That's why it was always mixed to mono, because the one time Sheepdog did it and mixed it stereo, he ballsed it up.
Well, you didn't tell me, did you? You didn't advise. Why has this suddenly came up? It's been like 8 years since that happened.
And it's come up in my diary to mock you about it.
Fair enough.
I have to do it once every 3 years. Bring it up, mock you a little bit, and then move on.
Interesting.
What it really is I'm getting all these old memories of the past of the podcast flooding back because I'm so excited because we're so close to EGX. We haven't been for 2 years, and 2 weeks today, as I am speaking, 2 weeks today, we will be there down in London, at the XL, Eurogamer Expo, which it hasn't been called for about 8 years, EGX, for the first time. It's the first time in forever, like they say in the film. 2 years. This is the return of normality. This is the return of everything that is good in the world. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Convention season is back. We're off to EGX.
I'm not going to celebrate until I'm all on the way down, if I'm honest.
I'm already on the way. I'm basically halfway there now.
I just feel like until I know I'm COVID-free and all of that.
I can tell you now I'm COVID-free. I'm just not going to take a test for the next year just to make sure. There's not a chance I'm missing out.
Was it the 8th to the 10th, yeah?
Something like that.
Right. I'll go to a christening on the 3rd. So if they
No one
up,
in the
furious.
History of the world has ever had to go to a christening.
I'm going to a christening on the 3rd as well.
Down here, Pab?
No. No. Up here.
It's my wife's work friends. They don't even work together anymore. I don't know why I have to go.
Why are you going to your wife's work friend's child's christening?
Because it's really
weird. I have never in my adult life been to a christening.
Yeah, well, I had to go to like my niece's one, and like I already told them no when they asked me to be the godfather. I was just like, no. No, thank you. Which put them out a bit. So,
see, as much as my brother's a wang, he has followed my tradition that I've set. And so far, this generation of Chapman kids, no christenings at all. And there's four of them now. So unless he suddenly decides to mess things up for me and go down the christening route, I'm completely clear of christenings. Because I'll just say, well, I didn't even go to my niece's christening. I'm not going to go to your kids, am I? And that would just be my stock answer to everybody. They don't need to know. I didn't even go to my own children's christening because they didn't know.
No sheepdogs are going to heaven. I mean, that sounds like a film title, doesn't it? All good dogs go to heaven. No sheepdogs go to heaven. I'm the only one, I think, out of my lot who's christened, and I'm the least religious one, so I'm the least likely to get through the gates. But no, apparently, I was at their wedding, so somehow that means I have to go to their daughter's christening. I think it said daughter. I don't even know. I wouldn't be able to tell.
I mean, if ever there was a time for you to pretend you've got COVID to make sure you don't get COVID for EGX, it feels like this is that time. Just 2 days before, oh, I've been pinged. What am I to do?
It is 2 days before now. It's not. It's a week before, sorry.
But this is perfect. Next week. You can serve your 10-day sentence and be free for EGX. Perfect. See. Come here. Let me cough on you. Come here.
I'm more worried because... headphones. I'm looking forward to EGX, but the weekend after, I'm going to see my mates. We're going to Cornwall together, and I'm
as
like,
opposed to the weekend with us. He's going to go and see his mates the next weekend.
You're my colleagues. I'm spending my weekend with my colleagues, and then no, I'm joking. My other mates, I meant. You know what I meant. I'm not going to say. Colleagues. If I say my mates,
wow.
The amount of lectures you've given Anna about A tier and B tier friends. Telling her she's not allowed, inserting yourself as an A tier friend, saying she's not allowed to have anyone above a B tier friend. And here you are.
No.
You're going to get sick hanging out with us and not be able to hang out with your real friends. You scumbag. You are scum.
Putting that in context for the listener, my sister and Anna are talking and becoming friends. And I just made it clear that my sister's not allowed to be a better friend. I
presumptuously putting yourself as A tier. You absolute monster.
I was quoting Anna essentially, but in a different. I was paraphrasing something Anna had said. So there, but I didn't mean it. If I'd have said, "Oh, I'm going to see my mates," and
you said, "I'm going to see my real friends, my only friends."
If I'd have said, "I'm going down there, hang out with my mates," and you thought I meant you, that would have been a bit weird because I'm spending two weekends with you this month, October, and only one with them.
Really.
Too. Yeah, I've not seen them in 2 years. I saw you a couple of weeks back when I was signing your will.
Yeah, you seemed very happy that day. It was weird.
Just something I was thinking about.
You spent a lot of time writing on it for a man who only had to sign his name as well. I don't know what you were up to.
Couple of edits, yeah, you know, it is. I was adding in best friend to all of the bits, not just guarantor and whatnot. I was like, bestie, BFF.
Interesting.
But
why were you writing about Pab in my will, you scumbag?
I was saying that he'd get demoted. That's exactly it. My other friends, should I say this? Should I call them my other friends? I'm going to meet up with them and just get heavily drunk for a couple of days, which I'm looking forward to. So I'm nervous in general because that's been called off by Boris Johnson every time we've tried to do it for the past 2 years.
Because he is in your extended friendship group.
He is, and he keeps just cancelling on us. So I am worried that if I get through to christening unscathed, I'll go to EGX. But if I get scathed at EGX, then that's the next one done.
Answer me this, sheep fellow. Have you ever gone to EGX and not come back sick?
No, exactly. But I'll be able to wear a mask around it. So as someone said to me in the... I was streaming before the podcast, and they said to me, why don't you take some gloves with you? And I thought, I could just buy a pack of rubber gloves and just bin them after every game.
I might wear boxing gloves. I am not planning on touching any controllers while we're down there. Because those of you who've never been to conventions before, particularly EGX, it is just a filthy cesspool of disgusting. The controllers are just filth by 11 o'clock on the Thursday. And you're not getting down there until the Saturday afternoon, the controllers are going to be, they are going to be so, you won't know what colour they were originally, and they're just going to be, and that's why people always get sick at EGX.
Yeah, so I just thought rubber gloves would be the answer, surely.
I mean,
just
maybe they'll do, because we've been to a lot of theme parks this year, and the rides get sprayed down between each person. Maybe, actually, this will lead to EGX having some hygiene standards and they'll squirt all the stuff down. That would be pretty cool. And clean it between use.
There'll still be people handing out pre-poured drinks and you'll be thinking, hang on a minute.
I bet there won't. I bet there won't. I bet there'll be none of that. I bet it'll actually be the cleanest, most hygienic one we've ever been to. There might even be, like, the other... attendees might be wearing deodorant and stuff as a special treat for us. That'd be nice.
I think it's not too weird to bring gloves, is it? I feel like that'd be a good way for me to protect myself. I'd wear a mask. I mean, every year I had a face mask on my Amazon list of, I have like an ideas list of things I might buy if they, and I'm sort of trying to decide if I want them. And after an EGX 4 or 5 years back, I got this like, basically like a Bane mask. You know, if I wore it, I'd look like Bane from Batman. But I considered getting it to wear at conventions because I couldn't get to one without coming back with a horrendous cold. So, yeah, now we get to wear normal face masks and maybe I'll bring some gloves. I reckon it'll probably be the first time I don't come back.
You do raise the point that maybe we need to get some gaming-themed masks. Is it too late to get some MGP masks made up for the weekend? I feel like we probably should.
I feel like it's probably too late. Have a look.
Yeah, I'll look into that while you lot talk about video games. Because all I've done this week is played FIFA 22. And guess what? Here's my 12-second review of FIFA 22. It's a lot like FIFA 21. The goalkeepers are better, though. And it's a girl on the title screen rather than a boy.
I've played it.
Pab's sold.
I've played
He's
it.
In.
I've played it.
And what did you think of it?
I've never noticed this before. What has there ever been like a Forza Rewind thing in this game before now?
Is there one? I've not noticed that.
I mean,
I fast forwarded over the entire introduction, no, so all I've done is played Ultimate Team.
I just play exhibition matches. And if you hold like both left and right bumper and press the back button or the start button, whatever it is, you can rewind it.
Interesting.
So I was like, it's an interesting idea, but I feel like it's kind of pointless. It's like you miss that shot. Okay, rewind it. We'll have another go at it.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's only in exhibition matches.
I presume so. But that's all I play.
Competitive play that would be odd.
Yeah, but that's all I play. So I just it just struck me as something.
Need to get you on Ultimate Team, Pabby. It's the way forward.
I can't be bothered. It's too much hard work.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I've spent a lot of time
and a lot of money playing Ultimate Team this week.
Exactly.
I'm about £300 deep already. Oh. Having a lovely old time.
Jeez. How many hundreds?
About 300, probably.
Jesus, you have got a disease.
It's not even out yet.
No, that seems reasonable. Seems like a very reasonable amount of money to have spent. I certainly, in my circle of FIFA playing associates, I'm nowhere near the most spendy. I'm quite conservative with it. I need to stop hanging out with YouTubers. They're all wangs.
Are you able? I'm not even going to get into it. Is it worth it? I suppose you enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. Ultimate Team is... Just being able to play Ultimate Team is one of my favourite things of the gaming calendar. I love it. It's like it combines fantasy football with FIFA, with sticker collecting, and it's just fun. I'll sit there on my phone for hours. No, I mean, the game, with the 10-hour trial that's been on EA Play, I'm only 4 hours deep in actual gameplay on the PlayStation, but I've probably done 10 hours on the app, both online or on my phone, just opening packs, doing transfers, generating cash for my club. I've got such a good team already. I've sat there this evening adding Lukaku and Pogba to it in my... I mean, and like Pab says, this game's not even out yet. But I've got a team of the week, Ivan Tony up front with Lukaku. I've got Pogba. I've got Rashford. I've got... Who else have I got? I've got everyone. You know, I'm very close to having a perfect Premier League team already, and the game's not even out. I just need to get Kante, Van Dijk, Varane, and I think I'm probably there. That's my Premier League perfection, doesn't get any better team done. Plus Ivan Tony, because he's Ivan Tony, and he's got to be in there somewhere. But yeah, I love it. Ultimate Team's great. It's absolutely no different to what it's been in previous year. The only thing that's different, if you want to get really into the weeds, is the qualification system for the weekend league is slightly tweaked, and there's discussion about whether it's better or worse. Bear in mind, I've not played in it yet. I've just seen the change in the rules. Anyone who's never played FIFA and who's on the fence about getting involved really isn't going to care about that. the key for fence sitters is goalkeepers are better than they've been in years, so it's actually much harder to score goals now, which as a newbie to it would probably be pretty frustrating. I'm finding it pretty frustrating. And it's available on EA Play for the 10-hour trial without you having to buy the game. So whether you've got PlayStation, you've got EA Play, or if you've got EA Play Pro on PC, the full game is unlocked straight away. It's one of the EA Play Pro games, so it's included in your subscription there. Or if you've got Xbox Game Pass, EA Play is included with it, and you can get your 10-hour trial on there. So anyone who's got Game Pass can have their 10-hour trial and have a go for themselves. And if you get to the end of the 10 hours and you're still enjoying yourself, then drop some money on it. But I think it's great.
Excellent. If it's identical, though, it's weird that people are going so nuts about it, isn't it? They always do, I suppose.
Exactly. Right. I am working on this mask. I'm mask making at the moment.
I've been sat here reading about XL rubber gloves, and if your hand can fit a credit card in it diagonally, then you order an XL and all of this nonsense. Holding cards on my hand, trying to measure whether I'm large or extra large. And I ordered them and I realized they were absolutely getting panned on Amazon, so now I've got to start all over again. But I might as well review a game while I'm here. I finally got a game that I'm pretty sure Pab told me to play like three, 4 years ago. So obviously I'm really into FTL and I couldn't complete it, blah, blah, blah. So I bought Into the Breach earlier in the week because I just suddenly thought of it. I was just like, hang on. Everyone kept telling me to play that when it came out. It was like it just popped into my head after, I think it was 2018 it came out. So I got that. And like FTL, it had a ridiculous learning curve. You basically, every level, instead of it being a ship flying through space, you're just kind of picking areas on a map. And it creates a little square level for you to play in. These bug monsters come up through the floor. You have to decide how to attack them. And you've just got three different vehicles that attack different ways. I am terrible at it, like I was FTL. I kind of got better. It doesn't seem as long as FTL, I would say, because I did you do two islands, and it says you can have a go at the end boss if you want, or you can keep playing. And they say the boss scales with your ability, so if you do it now, it's no harder than if you wait. And I just kind of found that really odd. Like, why let me complete it after two? I made the mistake of, at that point, not going for the boss and going for the next island because I thought, well, I might want to unlock more stuff or just learn more about it. And I died immediately. And like FTL, you have to start again. They had a bit of plot to it this time. Instead of starting again in FTL just because you lost, this time it's like different timelines that fall and you get to send one character through to the next timeline. So one of my guys had like lived through, I don't know, 12 different timelines today and then he died. So he wasn't able to be sent to anymore. And yeah, it's just interesting. I tried to stream it earlier and I must admit that half an hour in, I was like, this isn't really a streamable game. Like it just, I felt like everyone watching was kind of just like, I don't really get it. I mean, everyone was fine. We were just chatting. The point of the stream was to chat, but I just felt a little bit off. Like I thought if I'm playing Minecraft, it's easy for everyone to understand what I'm doing, what's going on. I feel like I need to concentrate on this to be able to be good at it. And I kept thinking, right, I'll click that. And then I was chatting away to chat. And then suddenly it would tell me I've got game over. And I'm like, I have no idea what I did wrong. I've got no idea how that happened. So in the end, I just turned it off and put Minecraft on. But I've been playing it, as I say, throughout the week. And it is great. I really enjoy it. I'll try and complete it. I don't know that I'll get as hooked on it as I did with FTL. But it seems good. I wondered a bit why this is the second game and it looks older than FTL. FTL looks more polished than this. And if you'd have asked me to put them in order, I mean, I probably wouldn't have guessed. Maybe from the title screen, I'd have guessed they were the same company. But I wouldn't have guessed that this was their second, well, not second, however many games, but the one after FTL. I would have thought this was an earlier game. It just doesn't seem as polished. And it seems a lot shorter. As I say, I assume beating this final boss means I'd beat the final boss. And unless it's got some sort of, this wasn't the final boss, keep going thing. Yeah, it just seems like it could be potentially a short game. But then I guess FTL, when played by hardcore people, is all about trying to complete it with every different ship and every different method and every different way and all these different and getting achievements. Whereas for little old me, it was just trying to complete the damn thing once. So maybe there's like replayability to this where you can unlock different robots and different moves and this, that, and the other. But I can't really see the point in that unless the story changes, you know? Like if it's offering me a better story, then great. But if it's just about trying to creep up the scoreboard and do a harder version, that's not really my shtick. So yeah, I think I got it on Epic for like a tenner. I have 20 odd quid. I don't know if I ever mentioned on the podcast, but like years ago, I bought the, what's it called? I've just had a blank. The Unreal Engine. I bought access to that to make back when I was trying to make a game all those years ago. And then they made it free. And because I had it already, anyone who paid for it got given credit. And mine's just been in my account for bloody ages because I didn't have a PC I could play it on. So I just spent half of it on this. I think I had about 25, 30 quid in there. I spent 10 of it on this. But if any of you ever paid for Unreal and have never checked, you might have money in your account that you didn't know was there, which I've been waiting and waiting to figure out. So anytime I think I'd buy something with it, it's always been free on bloody Xbox. So I've not spent it, but I finally found something worthy. And it's all right. I'd recommend trying it. If you liked FTL, I was going to say you'd like this, but it's not the same. If you don't mind the game resetting every time you die, then this is worth a shot. But I felt like it wasn't appropriate for a stream in the end. I just stopped because I don't know. So maybe it was me being uncertain. It just didn't feel right. So I went on to Minecraft, which I played lots as well this week. Just building Mazoo further, Kev. I built a little aquarium area today on stream. What else did I do? I tidied my inventory. Can you believe it, Kevin?
I actually have a tidy summer, inventory. I've had to put up with you not being able to find anything. And the moment I stop playing, you tidy up. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I do need to rearrange my boxes a bit. Like, you have yours sideways with a picture on the side. I've just got mine frontways with the picture on the right side of the box, and it doesn't look right. I need to redo it. But I've colour coordinated some shulkers, put them in my Enderman box, or whatever it's called, and I just pop that down, get out my adventure box, or my breeding box, or my magic box, and yeah.
Terrifies me that you've got a breeding box. What the hell is in your breeding box?
All the things you need to feed animals to make them breed. So like horses. If I'm flying around and I see a couple of donkeys, I'm feeding them golden carrots to make them make a baby donkey. If I see an axolotl,
why do you want to just randomly have them make a baby donkey? I don't understand.
Because I'm like 9 breeds away from completing that achievement. So I just figured, I'm not a weirdo. I just thought it was another achievement to sign off on the game, innit? But there's certain ones I know I can't do, like that. Get every, I looked it up and it just seems impossible. Get every ailment in the game at the same time. So you got to be like hero of the village.
There's got to be a YouTube guide for how someone's done that before.
When I was looking at YouTube, all I was finding was people showing their reaction to doing it and screaming their heads off, which suggested they spent a lot of time on it. No, I don't think anyone's been doing that just, you know, casually. I think you've, to get that to that point, they've dedicated some solid hours, and you know, it's brought them to tears for doing it. So it ain't going to be me, is it? Let's face it. But yeah, Into the Breach. That's what I've been playing. Hopefully Pab won't edit it out this week.
After his last week's nonsense, who knows what he'll do. I'm going to finish myself off before we go any further.
Go on, him.
You heard. Because the other thing, of course, that I've been playing is Football Manager. As you all know, I like a bit of Football Manager. But it is important that I announce that the Streamer Showdown is back, boys and girls. It's back this weekend, tonight, as you're listening to this. Twitch.tv/Lelujo, 7 o'clock both nights, as I try to become Kevy 7 times. That's what's going to be happening this weekend. So I've drafted a beautiful team. Anna even drafted one of my picks for me because she insisted I draft Jack Grealish.
Yes.
Because basically, I don't know if she wants to be his mum or his husband.
I like his hair.
I see. But she does talk about Jack Grealish a lot, so he's in. And hopefully he's not rubbish and we can go and win the whole thing again. Because, you know, I love to win the whole thing. It's one of my favourites. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Go and talk about something else. In fact, before you do that, feels like we could probably have an early advert. Squeeze in an early one, Pappy. We'll have an advert now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right, now you lot can talk amongst yourselves while I continue practicing for the showdown.
So what you're doing today?
Yeah.
What, right now?
Yeah.
Throughout yesterday.
Yeah.
You shouldn't need to practice. I argued that you were a master tactician because you got it right first time.
Yeah, do you know how I get it right first time? I spend 20 or 30 hours before the showdown working with my squad, working out exactly how to use them all.
It's ridiculous.
Apparently, according to your lot, a master tactician just changes tactics 1,000 times during a game. And when I said maybe they should just believe in their tactic and get it right in the beginning, I got sarcastic slatings from the likes of, is it Curtie?
Never
he was like, "Oh, I'll tell the fellas to believe in their tactics more. That'll do it. Well done, Sheepdog. Like, thanks very much." Yeah, Curtie FM. You just need to believe more. I'll pass it on. I'm like, that's not quite what I said, but people are funny, aren't they? They were like trying to say that your rival is it Clates? He's not even your rival, is he? He's won it
Never
twice.
Heard of
is
him.
He?
What's a Clates?
I don't know.
All I know is he's won it far fewer times than I have.
Less than half. It just makes me laugh because they were saying you're the good at draft. He said you're the draft picker and he's the tactician. And I was like, hang on. Like Kev doesn't change his tactic because he gets it right at the beginning. Like he'll tweak it. You know, obviously if you're losing in a game and you need to do something, you will change to your other tactics that you've already prepared. But a lot of these guys are just like, hang on, I'm going to pause it and I'm going to just blindly move things around and hope stuff happens. And they do it. And I mean, I have seen some insane scores in that showdown where someone's been 6-0 down and they've got to 6-6 because they've just churned their way out of it by tinkering. But if that's what you're coming down to, your tactic wasn't very good in the first place, was it? Do you know what I mean? It's
what you got to remember is a lot of people don't enjoy Football Manager for the same reason I enjoy it. I love squad building and just winning football matches quickly. I'm not particularly interested in the tactics. I've always been about finding one that works and generally sticking with it. Some people justify their Football Manager intelligence based on how much they can tinker. And I don't know, they think that you got to tinker. I don't subscribe to that rule of thought. I like to just win. But some of them do love to tinker. Bunch of weirdos. Well,
and so far, touch wood, you've won.
Exactly. Well, because I'm the greatest and will continue to be.
So, yes. Anna and
tomorrow
Pal,
night, children. Tomorrow night. Tonight and tomorrow night. Because this is Saturday. I forget. You two, talk about your things.
Things. What have I played? Hold on, let me press this button. Find out what I have played. So I forget. Been one of them weeks. Let's just put that over there. I purchased Kenna this week, Bridge of Spirits. And it is a beautiful game. It's so pretty. And everyone should play this. It's basically Pixar, but a game. And it's just so beautiful. So you play as this girl who has power, who is a spirit. I don't know what she is. She deals
spirit
with spirits.
Level.
that need to pass over to the other side, and some spirits stay, and they are the rot that you collect, and then you help them in a way. I'm not quite sure what her backstory is, but you go around and you have to, basically there's like an area, there's a big, like it's all moldy and red and disgusting, and you have to cleanse the area by shooting a big, like, big energy thing, and you pop it and everything goes green and beautiful. You pop it by sending the little cute rot, they're called rots, but they're black little cute looking animals, and you send the, like, so they're like special power things, and you send them onto the big, like, bulbous thing, they spin at it, and then like you hit it and it bursts and make everything green. It doesn't do anything new. It is basically just a cute game of this platforming, clambering, puzzles, just finding stuff, going here, there and everywhere. But it's just, it's so beautiful. Came out this week. It's not a very long game. I've heard it's about 8 hours.
Really?
But yeah, apparently it's not very long.
I'm more intrigued now because it's...
Yeah, apparently it's a weekend game. So okay. It was like £39, I think, on PlayStation 5. But again, with if you download on the PS5, you also get the PS4 version, so you can play either or. But yeah, it's an action-adventure featuring a unique companion mechanic, combat and exploration. And it's so pretty. Like, it's just... Like, I was watching the video, and I was like, right, let's get into the gameplay. And I was just stood there, and I was like, oh, I'm in game. Oh, and it just, it's like, think of Pixar, like, think Elsa, think, I don't know, Finding Nemo, think...
Elsa's not Pixar.
She not?
Who am I
thinking?
No.
What's the one with the inside the brain? Inside Out. No,
you say Moana.
Have you seen that yet, you scumbag?
But yeah, it's
Toy Story.
Toy Story, Inside Out, all them kind of things. This is that, and it's so beautiful. I'm so.
What's this called? Sorry, again.
Kina, the Bridge of Spirits. I think it only came out this week. It came out Tuesday. Yeah, Kena. So K-E-N-A, and then Bridge of Spirits, and it's just. It's just pretty and lovely, and it when you've got all these games that are shooty, blood and stuff, you've got this, and it's just like, oh, nice. And like if you do play it, I've played it on the easiest level, because I went to the middle level and was getting my butt handed to me, because the camera is off sometimes, and it doesn't, you want it to quickly turn around, and there isn't one that does that. I had to put the sensitivity all the way up because it just wasn't spinning as fast as I wanted it to be. But apart from that, it's just nice and lovely, and I hope they make another one. And the music's nice, and it's just got everything you want in the game. So I played that.
Everything. Can I just say before you move on, I accidentally hit my keyboard a bit too hard when I retyped Kina instead of Chino or whatever you'd originally said, and it came up on my thing as registered. So those audio files that are listening who heard that bang, I'm really sorry, and I know that you'll all be tweeting me going, ooh, keyboard, but I hammered the backspace and saw it go blip. I thought I'd better comment on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
But carry on.
I try not to touch my keyboard anymore. And then the other day, I don't know why, but I've no idea why. I just looked at it and thought, I haven't played you in a while. Let's play you. So I put in Ni No Kuni 2. I don't know why. I just did. And yeah, I don't know what's going on or what I'm doing. But because last time I played this was like, I don't know, 2019, I think, the file that was still on there. So all my files from PlayStation 4 have just like gone from PlayStation 4 onto the PlayStation 5 cloud, and that's where all my old saves are. So I've just been running around there. It's just, again, it's just a cutesy little game. You build a kingdom. I still don't quite understand most of the mechanics of that game, but I just felt like playing it. You know, when you just want to play something different. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like putting it in. But this is so different from the first one. Well, not so different, but like when you go to like the main map, you are just like, you know, like a Funko Pop. That's what you look like walking around the world. So like, think Final Fantasy when you could see yourself on a like a, as a massive person on a map and you would just walk around killing things. But now you have like this, I don't even know what you call it. So it's like a battle. You have platoons, like I have four at the moment. You got archers, like swordsmen, and two, I don't know what the other two are, but they basically, you walk around and you have to fight this other army. It's very bizarre. I don't know how I win them, but I've won. And I go, yes, but I have no idea what I'm doing in that. So I played that for a bit, but basically you're a cat. Well, you've got a cat features and you are supposed to be a king, but you're taking over your dad who died, but he only died because he was poisoned. And then you go to take the throne, and then a rat slash mouse basically has... Is it a coup where they backstab you and chuck you out so they can take over the kingdom? So the cat kingdom is now run by the mouse people, and you've been chucked out. So now you have your own kingdom called Evermore. And basically, it's like it's a little bit childish for me, because like all they want to do is, oh, our banner should be, we should end the war. War should be for nobody. Let's all live in peace. And I'm like, yeah, but people, not everyone wants to live all nicely and lovely. But you do you. I'll leave you to it.
Anna for Prime Minister there. Anna's speech. Not everyone wants peace. Let's crack on. Who's next?
For about an hour, as well this week, I played the pre-sequel, Borderlands. Again, I don't know what? I know. And I don't know why. I just felt like I just wanted to play as Claptrap, because he's the, like, in that whole game, in the pre-sequel, playing as Claptrap is the funniest, best bit of the game, because you don't know what his, you don't know what his power will be when you press that button. So, like, you could be, it could be the rubber duck one, where you just bounce really high, and just, that's all you do. That's, so you're getting out of, like, the shooting, but you bounce really high. And the fact that he doesn't need the O2 masks, because obviously he's a robot. Yes, you can use the O2 masks for their abilities, but you don't need one. So you're not constantly thinking, I need oxygen. Because that just stresses me out. I hate that. Like, also his power, you can be a gunzerker. So you've got, like, two guns just shooting constantly. But that's just one power of somebody else's. That's all they do. They have a gunzerker in Borderlands. See, this one, it can be that. Another one, he shoots out loads of other claptraps, like little ones, and they're just attacking with their, like, poison or their fire. It's just, it's a bit of madness to the game. And the fact that when you choose, because, like, you choose your character at the start, and it goes, oh, you picked Claptrap. Are you sure you want to do that? I'm going, yeah. And they're like, yeah, but you picked Claptrap. You know, that annoying little yellow thing. Are you sure? And you're like, yeah. And it's like, are you actually sure? And then it lets you start the game. But yeah, I don't know. I just felt like playing the pre-sequel, even though it's the worst one of the four. Yeah, the four of them. So I've done it. And then I've just been... Oh, I also bought today, literally, like, 2 hours ago, Diablo 2. Played it for an hour. I don't really like it, but I've bought it now. When you die, like, I don't know if I've picked the wrong setting, but when something kills you, you leave everything behind. Nothing comes with you. So when you go back into the world, You've got no armor. You've got no weapon.
Yeah, you got a corpse run.
Yeah, but in 003, that didn't happen. I don't think. Like, I always had a weapon. Maybe it's just did.
And you had to do a corpse run where you were a ghost and you had to run back to where you were. You came back.
Maybe. But anyway, it's annoying because like you have to go back out. You have to go on. Obviously, your corpse is in the middle of a mob. So you're trying to get your stuff, but a mob's coming at you, and you've only got like your power. It's not great. But I've played it for like an hour. I'm sure I'll play some more of it. It's not Diablo 3. Diablo 3 there was something about Diablo 3, whereas this is. Like, I don't even know how old, like 10, 15 years old maybe, but I bought it and I've had more. So, but the thing is, like, you know how, because it's Blizzard, their like intro movie is spectacular. Like, it is film quality. Like, I'm not even joking. I was watching, I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. And then you get into the game, and now you can play it classic mode from back in the day. I've not got down that road. I'm playing it in the new, refreshed mode.
Yep.
There's still things like this chests around, this shrines around that can give you certain things like experience or more mana. There's dungeons that you go into, there's houses, there's grossly, massively big monsters that just come at you, and then there's like, the ones that are doing my head at the moment are, what they're called. They resuscitate the ones that you've just killed. They do my head in. Oh my God, I have to like run around, find him, kill him so I can kill the rest of them because he just keep bringing back to life. But it's fine. It's Diablo. I'll play a bit more of it in the week coming and then get back to you. And then just more Persona. I've put 26 hours into it now. I'm now on my third palace. I've never got further than this before. I always stopped at the second one. So I haven't played it as much this week just because I had graduation and there's things to do and people were around. So I haven't played that much of it, but I do love it. And then on stream, I played Kenna and Life is Strange. I'm already on episode 3 of Life is Strange, and it seems to be going really quickly. Now, I don't know whether this was because back in the day you would have to wait months for the next episode to come out, but I am going through this really quickly, and I don't know why. But I'll go back to that when I've finished Kena. I just want to get that away because it's pretty. That's about it, really. But Persona is just, I can't put it down. It's so addictive. Like, because you're like, it just gives you like a morsel. You're like, I'll just play for like another 10 minutes. And then something will happen. You're like, I'll just see where this goes. And then you've lost like all day. It's ridiculous. But if you've not played it, people should play it. At least give it a try. So I hated it. No thanks, bunch of school kids. But now I'm all in there and I'm all into the ins and outs of friendships, and if I give that person some time, they'll give me some more like extraordinary medicine. Now I can go to into like the tube station and go and kill monsters and find stuff, and then there's like these massive things that I have to do, and it's good. I like it. And there's like this little boy that I don't even know who he is or where he comes from, but he gives me presents if I collect flowers for him. You see what I mean? Like, I have to collect flowers for a little boy so he gives me presents. What? I don't even know. But yeah, I've not played Deathloop this week. I've just not had the time, or I just can't bother at the moment because I like it, but I just don't want to put my time into it at the moment. And then I've got like Far Cry in 2 weeks, and I'm just like, it'll be there. It's not going anywhere. That's me. I'm done. On to Pat.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have put some time into Deathloop.
Uh-huh.
I like it more than I did last time.
Okay.
And I still wish I liked it more than what I do. I've got to the point now where I keep multiple weapons, I keep the powers.
Mm.
I got to a point where I was doing levels just for info, and
right.
There was no real, like, the lead was to do something. There was a lead to just to get to find out what his power station was. I found out, and then the exit's there. And every single level up until this point, I've been do the objective that I need to do and get out.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I just went, okay, it's going to wander around what this level is and see what is actually there. There's so much to these levels that I didn't know about. I thought they were relatively small. They are huge. These levels are massive.
Because, like, you look in the distance and there's, like, you can see buildings. I'm like, can you get there? But then there's no way to get there. But I guess you get to them when you've got the certain powers, like dash one and stuff.
Well, I don't know if it's like... The maps themselves seem relatively small, but the verticality in them, like, I'm going into right. underground bunkers and different all sorts of different things, and yeah, I completely cleared out an entire, like, area. I was just like, let's go see where this takes me, and then it was like, okay, there's a group of guys here, let's get rid of them. You clear them out, and then you find some more intel, and then there's more stuff, and then like your leads board that you have, like, where it has all, like, it's like the eight people you're trying to kill and all the leads off of them, and it's only that starts filling out, and it's like,
right, okay,
these people are at this time. I did like a level where one of the visionaries were in their, like, hideout thing that they have, and it's all about, like, some sort of, like, what is it? It's like some sort of sci-fi role-playing game. In this, okay. it's like a fun house. You just got these, like, robot sentry kind of, like, guards that are trying, like, yeah, just trying to be like, he's just trying to play a role, and he's right. playing a role in it as well. And you're just running around, you're, like, going around this world. It's like,
is he LARPing? Like, is that what he's doing? Live action role play.
Sort of, but it's much more sci-fi. But it's, like, still, like, paper cut, like, cardboard cutouts of things,
right.
and all everything's all like. Like wooden sets, sort of thing, and like robot animatronics and stuff like that. But there are real people in there as well, all playing roles as well. And you kill them all. And then I think I cheesed the guy, or I killed him, I think, because he was just. I alerted him to me.
Mm.
And then he has like a warp, like a bit like Juliana's, like. Phase shift kind of thing, where he can just, like, warp across the thing. He has something similar to that.
Right.
So
okay.
he was just kind of ping ponging around the place. And I was like, oh god, now I'm gonna have to chase him around.
Oh,
now.
I had it's... him. Yeah. Oh, he was annoying.
It was in the snow.
Like,
I was like, no, he was in whatever his building was.
Oh, okay.
And it was just ping ponging around, and then every time every now and again he just pop up in front of me, so I just give him a whack with a gun. And then they just did it. Eventually, he just died. And I was like, okay, I'll just take that from him. And I keep it now. I infused it enough to be able to keep it. And, yeah, I went round the map and just literally infused, literally just sucked up every single bit of power I could out of everything on the map. Because I was like, I just need all my abilities, all my powers, all my perks, all of my upgrades that you don't keep on the next run. And from what I can tell... I'm not 100% certain. I think I keep them permanently. I don't lose them on the run after.
Oh, that's good to know, because that was getting annoying.
I think that's the case, because I feel like I'm at the end of my second day sort of thing with them. So I've kept them into the second day sort of thing. And there's no sign, because, like, all your weapons and your abilities have, like, that symbol on them saying, mm-hmm. like, these are going to be gone unless you infuse them. So...
Right, okay.
None of my weapons are now have that symbol on, which shows that they're going to stay with me. Yeah, I really like it, and I want, like, the reason I want to like it more is that I don't 100% follow what's going on. And I just kind of find myself just going into onto a little map and just blitzing everything on the map until I get to my objective and just going, okay, let's just clean it out then. Clean it out, let's get as much info as we can. And then, like I say, occasionally there'll just be something else that'll come out of it, and then I can move on to. But like, it's a really fascinating game where it's like, okay, I cannot use this information I've just got yet, because I can't do anything until nighttime. So I've got to move the time by to get to nighttime. So there's no point in me just skipping tonight, because it's a waste of a day.
Yeah.
Anything I've not saved is going. So it's like, well, I might as well go and do something else. Mm. And you find yourself like just putting pins in things, just like, okay, I'll come back to this when it's nighttime. I need to do this.
Yeah.
And while it's noon, I'll go over to here and I'll just have a wander about over here and see what I can find over here. There's something over here for me. So I'm just kind of like a bit of like, initially I was just literally following leads and just following it and just getting in, getting out, doing what I needed to do. And now I'm just kind of like a bit of ping-ponging around a bit, because I'm trying to, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to burn my abilities and my weapons and what have you, and burning the day out and having to start again. But yeah, I do like it. I do like it a lot. I'll keep playing it. I'll keep chipping away at it. But I find myself like playing for it. Like, I feel like I could play maybe like one level at a time. I could do like one, like, phase
power
shift.
Yeah.
I could do like one part of the day, and then I go, okay, yeah, put it down. I've done what I need to do. And actually, I did about two or three on the bounce last weekend, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I did way too much now. I'm not going to remember what I've done now. But yeah, I do like it. Cool. I do like that one. The only other thing I've played, other than FIFA as well, was...
Hey.
is a game that I got on Game Pass... And it's potentially, I'm doing it again, it's potentially a game of the year for me. Mm-hmm. It's a game called The Artful Escape. It is by, it's Annapurna again, another Annapurna game that is phenomenal. It is a, what is it? 2D, side-scrolling, essentially, I don't want to say walking simulator, because that, it's not, there's some minor platforming in it, but it's nothing, there's not really anything difficult about it. But you are a young lad in a small, like, solitary town, and you are a singer. And
this sounds like my youth so far.
Yeah, you are. Did you live in the shadow of your uncle, who was a famous folk
musician?
Don't
talk about his uncle.
Yeah, Sheepdog will tell you all about my uncle, because I used to speak of him.
That was the extent of it. Don't ask about his uncle.
Okay, well, anyway, you play as Francis Vendetti, who is a, like I say...
I saw you playing this.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I popped into your stream for a little bit, and then...
Good.
Left.
Yeah.
But no, I watched a little bit, but I didn't want to be like
playing it. So assumed everyone else has, and you don't need to explain it to anyone.
No, no, no.
Didn't cut you off.
I'm not interrupting. I'm just saying I saw his stream. It looked very cool, but then I suddenly thought, well, I didn't acknowledge to Pab that I was in his stream, and I was going to say, because I didn't want to walk in and be like, "Hey, Pab, it's Sheepdog," and interrupt, because you were in the middle of like a that you were deciding what to say, and it seemed quite climactic. So I just thought, oh, I'll sit here quietly and watch. That's what I was trying to say.
Good, good. So you play some young lad who is basically living in the shadow of his uncle, and everybody in the town is expecting you. There's like a big concert for the big, like, kind of reunion, not a reunion, like a concert to remember him, because he's died. He's no longer around, and everybody reveres his uncle, and everyone's expecting him to kind of fill his shoes. and wants him to be the next big thing, and he doesn't really want it, but he feels the pressure of like I've got to do it now, until the point where he can play guitar really, really well and play it like it's not folk music. And then he gets kind of picked up on an alien ship, and then he becomes like he goes on a journey to find himself on this like kind of like space adventure kind of thing. And it's all like I say, 2D side scrolling like walking simulator. So you're just walking around talking to aliens, talking to people, talking to stuff, making decisions. There's like choices on some conversations. And you are also playing guitar and music with like a rhythm based kind of game in it as well. But the story is so, so good. And the game, it's just such a fun, like psychedelic, crazy, crazy game. With like, I get, someone said it in chat when I was playing it, and I agree with it. You get Hitchhiker's Guide vibes from it. And like a little bit of like the, not Rick and Morty, the sentiment of Rick and Morty, but like the world sort of thing of like the aliens and the it's just a bonkers world where you are trying to find yourself and try and step out from that shadow. And it is phenomenal. It says it takes about 4.5 hours to beat. So it's not long. It's on Game Pass. That's the first thing I think. It's on Game Pass for Xbox.
What's the name
PC.
Again?
The Artful Escape. I think you'd cool. do yourself well to give it a try. And like I say, give it 20 minutes, half an hour, and I think you probably know whether you like it or not, because you'll get out of the... Because the opening is just like you're saying, you're pretty much just living in this little town playing folk music. But you'll get out of there and you start moving and you're like, okay, I can't. You'll get what the gist is. But it's so, so, so good. Yeah, I find myself like... I find a game good when I catch myself just smiling at a game and just enjoy... You know, find myself physically grinning at a game that's making me smile and like enjoy it that much to the sit of like, this is just insane. But yeah, it is probably in the top three for this year, and I feel just like crazy right now, but my top three games are not, they're all indie games pretty much.
You're such a hipster these days.
You are.
There's not been tons of
massive around the rest area, will you?
I mean, it depends what's there, but who knows?
You can find Pab at the left field stage, or whatever it's called, the left field area.
Collection, I think, usually. Yeah. They don't have posters. They have a white wall that you can write the name of your game on. Pab loves all that.
Makes you feel home, doesn't it, Pab?
Sure, if you say so. Well, no, yeah. Give it a go. It is, like I say, it's Game Pass, and it's, like I say, it's well worth, like, the 4 hours it takes to finish that game. It is something else. And it's also, it's got multiple different celebrities in it. It's just like, Lena Head is in it. Sorry, you?
Am I in it, yeah.
No.
You Who did you say was in character. It while Kev interrupted you?
Lena Headey.
Multiple celebrities.
You've talked over the celebrity name twice
for me. I'm
doing
it deliberately. I don't want to acknowledge her.
We'll never know, no, will we?
I know. I heard him.
Yeah, he knows.
I thought you were just going to say it while he was quiet, and you did know.
I won't be quiet. As soon as I see his lips move, I'm on
you
again.
You have to go and play it now to see the Elks.
Even though I asked you the name of it, I can't remember.
The Artful Escape.
The Artful Escape. The Artful Escape. The Artful Escape. I've said it three times. Hopefully I remember it now.
FIFA 22. FIFA 22. FIFA 22. Get that while you're on there.
I've had two double gins, so I can't remember what I'm talking about.
Just remember FIFA. You'll be fine. Right. Is that us done, boys and girls?
I think so.
I believe so.
I think it is.
Hurrah! Well, then we'll wrap things up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Lelujo.
You can follow me at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
Check out the Streamer Showdown over the course of the weekend on my Twitch channel, which is the same as all that. This lot have all got Twitch as well as part of the MGP Twitch team. Find any of us, you'll find the rest of us. We're a Twitch team now.
We are.
That's why Sheepdog doesn't class us as friends. He's got his Twitch team and he's got his friends.
Yeah.
They're colleagues. Two very distinct groups. Yeah, exactly.
My esteemed colleagues, the people that I, cherish.
And if you are going to be at EGX in a couple of weeks' time, tweet at RB6K and let him know all about it, and then he can make a list of who's likely to bring us gifts, buy us meals, that kind of thing. So
for some reason,
sure we're in the right place at the right time.
I thought you were going to say, if you are at EGX in a few weeks' time, don't look directly at us. Don't engage us, please. We're just people. No, but do. Come say hello. It's been a long time.
It's a sheepdog.
Yeah.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.